USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering five people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail where he was taken, and he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with five counts of murder. A judge has ruled Representative Zoe Zephyr, the transgender Montana lawmaker, silenced after threatening lawmakers they would have blood on their hands for opposing gender-affirming health care for children, cannot return to the statehouse floor and participate in debate. Attorney General Austin Knutson said the judge's decision is a win for the rule of law and the separation of powers enshrined in our Constitution. Soldiers are being sent to the southern U.S. border just ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week.
The Biden administration is sending 1,500 active duty troops to the southern border in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants.
These 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support until CPB can address these needs through contracted support.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says that allows Customs and Border Protection officers to work out in the field without being saddled with desk work. Title 42 was a COVID-era restriction on immigration. It expires May 11th. I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates another quarter percentage point in a continuing effort to fight inflation.
That raise would take the benchmark funds rate above 5%, which is above the rate of inflation. Bankrate's Greg McBride expects this 10th consecutive hike to be the last one for a while.
What the Fed would really like to do is look at the cumulative effect of all of these rate hikes, plus what they expect to see is further credit tightening and see that impact that that's having on the broader economy and specifically bringing down inflation.
Inflation was 9% last summer. It's expected to be 5% this summer. And the goal is to bring it down to 2%. McBride's advice, pay down your debt and boost your emergency savings. I'm Skip Kelly.
Former National Football League player for the Las Vegas Raiders, Henry Ruggs III, has reached a plea deal with prosecutors in a fatal DUI crash.
Under the terms of the deal, Ruggs will plead guilty to charges connected to the deadly crash and serve between 3 and 10 years in prison. It was back in November of 2021 when Ruggs was going 156 miles per hour on a residential street and crashed into another vehicle, killing the driver and a dog inside. Ruggs' blood alcohol level was twice Nevada's legal limit. He is expected to enter his plea at his next court appearance on May 10th. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. This month's astronomical event will occur on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.